Jorge Prado, welcome back. This is a tough one to come back to. I wouldn't have blamed you if you took one extra week, but how was it for you?
Well, I think it was a very, very solid day for me. 3 P6 in the main events. I think it's super solid. Good start, nothing crazy. Riding was okay. I think for how my body was today, I think I did a very good job. So no mistakes, going back home safe. I think it was a good decision to come, and good experience.
Shoulder okay through that whole thing, or was it bugging you late? I don't know, because they were shorter races, right? Yeah. But late in the race, was it bugging you?
I think it was just something super consistent. I never felt like my body was 100% today, obviously, but I already expected that. Basically, my shoulder, the shoulder is fine. I just have an AC separation, and then some inflammation around the ribs and on my back. So this is actually what's causing me the biggest issue, the pain. A little bit weak also on my right arm because of all that. So yeah, happy to get 1 weekend off to regroup, get hopefully heal 100% for Birmingham.
Have you ever seen anything like that for Supercross, for indoors? Did it surprise you how bad it got, or what did you think?
I mean, no, because I never raced East.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the first time I raced these kind of tracks, but I like them. You gotta be careful with the ruts. You can go over the bars very easy, but I think it makes it very challenging, and I like it. I like these tracks.
A lot of guys talked about the lappers tonight, short lap times, and they were struggling with the ruts. How was the lappers for you?
So I think it was hard for everyone. Yeah. Sometimes I think they should move a little bit quicker, but I mean, everybody was struggling. Sometimes I was like, oh, it's taking a lot for me to pass this guy. But then the guy behind also struggled with him. So I was in a different position that maybe the guys up front. When you're battling for a win, and it's so hard to make a difference on this type of tracks because the lap is so short. And then you have a lapper, and then you lose so much. Then the guy comes close to you with a chance of passing. Then it's a different – you're in a different position. So, I mean, it's – part of the race. It also happened to me back in MXGP in the sand. Sometimes I would be leading, and then with the lappers you know, lose a lot of seconds. So it's part of the game, and if you're not good with lappers, in my case, I need to try to get quick by them.
Last question, did you watch the MXGP qualifier race today?
I just follow a little bit the results.
Okay.
And and that's it.
Tom Viel,
yeah. P1, then we have the two KDMs, second and third. So, I think nice start to the MXGP. Very different. I think no one expected Tom to go P1, especially because in practice, for example, Jeffrey was fastest.
Right.
But, I think it's going to be exciting for them.
Cool. All right. Well, enjoy the week off. Good job tonight. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.